Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So today we got Jesse. So we got Jesse, the co-founder of Neoland, right?
Yep.
It's awesome, man. So maybe tell us a little about yourself, you know, how you got into blockchain, how you started building stuff, and then, of course, you know, why Neo, and yep. A little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so, hey, this is Jesse. I was in the technology world for more than 20 years.
30?
Yeah, 20 years.
Oh, 20. I was like, you don't even look 30 years old, man. So
you can see I'm a genius.
So we got Doogie Howser from China here. All right, man, cool.
So I based on the US. I work for like a big company at Microsoft by the USA for a pretty long
Microsoft,
time.
Microsoft, never heard of them.
Yeah.
We're always, like in the home of Microsoft, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Seattle.
Yes.
Awesome.
Always in the distributed system.
Okay.
But that's why I think it's more than 1 year ago, we started looking into this blockchain technology to see what can we do for it. So we always are passionate about gaming. One thing we're already doing is we try to build a new game, like the Pale Number One, the sandbox game. People can have a virtual world inside.
Sure.
We started thinking about what we can do there, especially the blockchain technology getting popular. People understand how important the virtual asset is. We think, okay, maybe it's a good time to try this area. We know that some company like Second Life, Sing, already tried it before. They have their good time, they have their bad time. At that time, people didn't realize how important the virtual asset is, and not that much people accepting this kind of virtual currency. That's why we say, oh, maybe it's our opportunity. So I talked with our partner who already working in this kind of a sandbox gaming for a pretty long time. He said, oh, can we make this game with the blockchain environment, especially take the advantage from the blockchain ecosystem? So we started put our idea together from, I think it's last year, and then we started implement our feature. We call our a new word. It's called a new word. You think about it, right? We're just using the name as a new word.
Sure, yeah.
Very interesting, just coincident with the new coin, kind of a thing the same. After 6 months developer, we have our first version of it again, using the Chinese, the language is Chinese. So we didn't do any PR before that, because we believe we want to build the product first, and then we're telling people what we are building. So
you kind of did it the opposite of what people are used to
yes,
seeing, right? They're like,
yes.
Hey guys, we have the best thing ever. Just give us a bunch of money and,
exactly.
You know, maybe in a year or two, we'll show you something.
Well, for us, I would say nothing better than just show people what you are doing.
That's it. Like, show them, don't tell them.
Yeah, that's why today we go to this conference and then we show people our game. People will say, oh, it's a video? No, it's a real game. You can play it today. 6 months ago, we online. But we didn't do the public online. We sent out the invitation.
But you're downplaying this a little bit too, because you already have 50,000 people doing this.
Yeah.
And for people that don't understand what you're talking about when it comes to like this virtual world, or I mean, basically you're creating like, you know, cities and environments and like public personas and business personas,
yep.
Like inside of a game on the blockchain, this whole virtual world where people could like run for president, or they could
yes.
They could do all kinds of different things. And yep. it's like the ultimate game, like a virtual.
It is. So just for us, why we so carefully about release our information is because we don't want our game get into nothing. It's too open. Mm-hmm. The people will think, oh, I can do everything. That's why we try to say, okay, we just do private invitation. We invite people who really will put stand high on it and then give feedback to us. And then we keep fixing some little gap
sure.
between our virtual world and the real world. We don't want to say, oh, I came here and then I can do everything, so I'm the god. No, it's not. You are the projection from the real world. Whatever limitation in the real world you may have in here.
Oh, wow.
It's not like you're totally free, right?
Sure, I got you. So you're not like Superman, right?
Yeah.
You're Jesse.
Yes.
Super coder.
The thing about it is, right, the game we are making, people may be saying we can control the economy in the game. We are not. We provide the material. The player build the building. The player buy the land. The player using their labor to earn the token our token or other token, and then use the token to buy the material to build it, and then they other people will come to their land to visit or to rest or do something else. They get the pay from the another player. So the economy itself is growing by the community, not growing by us. We cannot say, oh, this this building is $100. We cannot say that. It's the player himself, player themselves, to make an agreement. This is the price for this item or for this land.
Gotcha. So basically, you have this entire virtual world that people can use and establish themselves on and build themselves up on, and people can barter and trade back and forth.
Yep.
They're the ones that pretty much own the game and own all the stuff in it. You guys would make your money, what, off transaction fees between
yes.
the people?
Yes.
All right, cool.
We are more like the thing about we are like a country, right? When you're doing the business, you need to pay the tax. That's what we are doing. So we build the infrastructure about this whole world. That's why when you try to buy the material, the first piece of material to build your stuff, we charge you for it. But after that, if you sell to other people with a higher price, you get it.
Sure.
It's nothing about us, right? We only get the transaction fee from it.
So, and then with the actual, you know, tokens, so can they actually take your tokens and say maybe they want to cash out some into NEO or something like that?
So that's a counter. We have a several way to doing it. We are not exchange, first at all.
Sure.
We are just a virtual world. But our token, it is on some exchange. Basically, if you get a token, you are seen as all other cryptocurrency.
Sure.
You can go to the exchange to get the other token
or
get the money.
Okay.
So that's why for us, we are our platform is pretty open. So then we look into these things. We say, oh, looks we are pretty healthy in the economy system.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we starting looking with the other blockchain project. The first partner we are working with is NEO.
Right.
So how do we work with them? We have a very similar name, but we are not.
I thought that you guys picked the name because you're built on NEO. I thought you just embraced it, right? You're like, hey, we're on NEO, so this is NEO World.
No. Yeah, that's a very interesting coincidence. We are not really.
Did you start before? Well, I guess it would be 2014. I guess in 2016, did you start before 2016?
In fact, our idea is before that, but we picked the name. It's a new name. We are, you remember the Matrix?
Sure, of course. So. Morpheus, then
yeah.
you got Neo.
Neo,
yeah, Red
right?
Pill, the, Neo. Yep.
Neo is a one.
Keanu Reeves, yep.
Exactly. So that's why we picked the name Kaitova. It's a real reason, I forgot. But yes, we picked the name. So
gotcha.
When we call with the looking for the partner, we see the Neo, the Neo token itself. It's, oh, since Neo is like, we have a very similar name, it's easy to accept, especially for us.
The colors and everything else, it looks like you really leaned in.
Yes. we working with them, though, right?
Gotcha.
How we work with them is a very challenge. So basically, we say, okay, we want to provide the environment or the virtual world. People can use the NEO token inside there,
right.
And then to do everything they can do in the real world, even something they cannot do in the real world, they can do there. So what we're going to do is that we project ourselves into the real world. Okay, if a new country come out, what will be different in the country? First thing is the currency. The country uses a different currency, like US using US dollar. In China using yuan, right? That's a totally different currency. But the whole economy system is similar, have a little different because the people in there is different. The culture is different. So
every place uses their own currency, but in NEO world, you guys are going to be using your guys' token, right?
But in the NEO, we create a new land,
right.
Island for the NEO. The NEO bring the user into the island, they
right.
can build, they can live, they can play, but the currency will be using a NEO token.
Gotcha.
It's not our token.
Really?
So inside their island or inside their land, they're always using the NEO token. It's
gotcha.
Not our token. But how do people start getting it, right? Either people already have the NEO token, or they say, oh, interesting, the NEO have this kind of a NEO land in the NEO world. I want to play with it. They can go to the exchange and get the NEO token by the way they can get it. And then go to the NEO token to play in there. So basically, the country, some country bank, a reserve bank.
Sure.
They have money inside the bank.
Gotcha.
But they will release it slowly because they don't want to suddenly release everything and the inflation happen.
Yeah.
That's why I just release it slowly. And then some people will use it and the money will go back to the country's reserve bank. that's how the ecosystem in the Neo land is happening. That's how we partner with the
Neo. Yep. So has Neo been treating you pretty good? You like working with them?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Yeah. I mean,
Dev help, dev support.
They have a lot of need. They have a lot of suggestion for us. They want us to build some feature. We know we need to build it. It's good for us because a lot of time when we build this feature, we don't know it's a really like requirement or not a real requirement. We're all about imagination.
Right.
But the player, Neo, bring a lot of new user to us. When they have the playing inside the Neo land, they give a lot of feedback, say, oh, what made sense, what didn't make sense. We keep improve our...
That's good.
Yeah. One thing you can see, we just have the English version about our game. I think it's over the Chinese New Year.
Nice.
Yeah. I think
so. Chinese game, English speaking game.
Yeah.
They can use it now.
Yeah, they can use it now.
It's incredible.
Yep.
So, where can people go to learn more?
We are going to. So, I think one thing is keep an eye on our website. It's neo.io. We have a weekly update. We're hoping we can publish as soon as possible, but we still want to make sure the gaming experience is very good. We also want to make sure if you are the new owner, get in, you have the best experience. That's why just watch our website.
Awesome.
You will get it. Yeah.
Well, it's been a great, meeting you and learning all about it. So
thank you.
I wish you nothing but success, buddy. And so for people that want to go check it out, they'll just go to neoworld.io.
Yes.
And then they can join the game, right?
Yep.
Very, very cool. Yep. All right, man. God bless. Yep. Take care.
Yep. Thank you.
Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right. God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Talk to you soon.